are very thin. If kavim means little thick, that means you make it look like a bread, then chayovin. Kilamudim, if you make it very, very thin, like thin matzah, then patur, it's potter min ha-chala. Trashi kavim, arucha umukutfefes. Because you had a real good dough, you like kneaded it, and you worked it over, kaglus kiyoy, it's like good cake. Nois, goli daiten lechem osi. Goli das, you want to use it for lechem. And some of us should learn in Rashi, then the pshat is you did not put it just in the chamor, in the sun, but you put it in the tanner. If you put this dough in the tanner, was baked, then it's called a lechem. Mashenkin kilamudim, minkin esorim, like thin pieces of wood. The alma, shlehik put alavi sosim, he didn't make it like a dough. But the gmasish ninibamoy cotton, oisle lamudim, luchin labar, shayan lechleisei. So you didn't make it to make it into bread. And it wasn't baked in the oven, it was only like baked in the sun. So such a thing doesn't get a shem lechem, a melech pturim minachal. Omar le'abai, Rab Yosef, hay kuva de'arya, mayim mevorachin al avayu. That was the first gemara you had. That was this trupnin that we hold this chayim mechala, which we said that was water and flour mixed together, very, very watery. But it had the milah that you put it in a hole in the oven that it got baked, it came out like a piece of bread. A koponim was baked. So before we said it's chayi b'chala. Now the shalom was what bracha do you make on it? May mevorach al aveyu, or malay, mi sarvet nahamahu, do you hold this is called bread? Before I should mean, is this called bread that people are kaveyah sudur on it? Guvla bi'almu, it's tamah mixture. It was just water and flour mixed together with a spoon. You never made it into a thick dough to give it a real shame bread that people are kadeya sudur on it. So since it's like guvla biyama, like cake, therefore guvla biyama mevorachin alavaya berem minei mezoinis. You only have to make a berem minei mezoinis, even though it was flour and water, but we're saying and it was baked. But this type of a baking, this type of a dough of a bread, since the dough was not a thick dough, it was a very watery dough, it's a different type of a bread that people are not kaveh yisudur on it. Like our cake, like sponge cake. Therefore, you want to make a burning mezoinus. Abazati Gemara, mazutra kovah sudusayim alavai, but mazutra, he sat down to eat his bread for his ikisudu, he was kaveh yisudur on it, then the locher is, v'boruch alavai hamayti lechem in oret, v'sholosh brochus. Like we said before, you are chayv and chala in this truptin. So pshat is it has a shame lechem to it. Since it was baked in the oven normal, it looked like a piece of bread, it has a shame bread. Just you only make a boroni mezoinis because people are not kaveh yisudur on it. But if you are kaveh yisudur, then you have to wash and make a moitzi and bench on it. And this will be the same halacha by our cakes. By a cake, bemisin, it was baked in the oven, so it has a shame bread on it. Now the reason why we make a boroni mezoinis is because it's not a derech to be kaveh yisudur on cake. You're kaveh yisudur on bread, not on cake. But lo yitzuyu, you are kaveh yisudur, which is a very big shir. Ya mamash have to eat a dat's your whole supper. A big sudur has to be only from cake. Then you have to wash before you eat it, and you have to bench. Oma ma baravashi, the yodim yoytze ben medechavosa bepesach. You should know this is called lechem, and you yoytze din matzah with it. My timer, lechem ayin karinim beit. This is called lechem. As far as a din lechem goes, you yoytze. Ah, you're not kaveh yisudur on it. The pshat is for b'yitza matzah, you don't need this all lechem that you kaveh yisudur. The Torah calls it lechem oini. It's lav daska, the bread that everybody's kaveh yisudur on it. Like matzah, even if you're not kaveh yisudur the whole year, you're still yitza matzah on Pesach. Because that's called lechem oini. So this type of a trupnin, this type of a matzah, you'd be yitza mitzvah matzah with it. Right, okay. Okay. Yeah, but still, the shalom is, though it's not called lechem, you don't make a moitzi because you're not kaveh yisudur on it. So you have to say, for matzah, you do not need a type of a matzah that you kaveh yisudur on it. It's enough to have lechem oini. There's another chsaron here. You see the brach here, you only make as a burning mezoinus. On our matzah, we make a moitzi right away. Because the matzah, the derech to be kaveh yisudur on it. But here, this truktim is, they write, it's like a wafer on a wafer, you're not kaveh yisudur. So you only make a burning mezoinus. Still, we say, you yetzi de matzah. Alright, the other pshat is when you eat it Pesach by night, you walk kaveh yisudur on it. The other pshat is that when you eat it off matzah Pesach by night, fakir, that's the whole matzah, so you are being kaveh yisudur on it, so that gives it a shame lechem also. Right, the yom ma baravashi, hai dubsha de tamri. If you go and eat honey that came out of dates, what bracha do you make on honey? Mevorchen alavayu shahakul niyeb dvoroi. On honey that comes out of dates, you only have to make a shakul. My timer. why is it different lechura than wine we had, or shemen zayis? Even though it comes out of the pri, you make a bar priates. And here we're saying you only make a shako. And the Gemara is zeya b'yalmu. The juice that comes out of tamarim dates is called zeya b'yalmu. That's not the ikka pri. It's called like sweat. It's just called like water coming out of the pri. You only make a shako. And this is the locha by all other fruits. Any juice that comes out of fruits, you only make a shako. So Rashi, zeya b'yalmu, v'yena pri levarach ala bar priates. The honey that comes out of the dates is not called a pri. You don't make a bar priates. Hey, the pri is the dates. The water that comes out is tam water. You make a shakel. So the Gemara command, who's the hold like? Who's the Rashi paskin like? Ki haytan. We'll see some machlokes. The tanan, the vash tomorrow. If you have this honey that came out of dates, the yain tapuchim. Also, you have apple juice. Yain means like juice that came out of apples. The chaymet safunis. That's this unripe grapes. You got like chaymet like vinegar that came out of unripe grapes. Trashi chaymet safunis. Sufei anovim, unripe grapes. Shame is bashtum alomis. They never become ripe. The yaisam yem chaymet. You don't make wine. You make chaymet type of vinegar comes out of it. Is aloch v'shar meperis shel truma, and the any other meperis that the fruits were fruits of truma. You had an apple, a pear, any type of fruits that was truma, and now you squash that truma and got the juice out of it. What din does the juice have? Does the juice have a kedushas truma? If you eat it, you chayiv to pay back a chaymish, or doesn't it have truma anymore? It's a machlokes. Reb Lezer mechayiv keren v'chaymish. Reb Lezer holds, if you drink the juice that came out of an apple, shel truma, the juice also has a shame free on it, and blives like you're eating a truma, and you have to pay a keren v'chaymish. Drashi mechayiv keren v'chaymish, l'sheisim emenu b'shegim. If somebody drinks this apple juice, b'shegig, since it was apples of truma, the juice also has a din truma on it. We have Yeshua Paita. Yeshua says no. That since it's only the juice of the apple, it doesn't have a din of the apple anymore. It has no din truma on it. You Paita. Trash of Yeshua Paita. Why? The Zeya Bialmu. The juice that's coming out of this apple is not called like truma itself. It's called Zeya Bialmu. The Ein Shem Truma Chalalov. You don't have a Shem Truma on it. The Ein Lecha Pri. Hanitin Lamashke. Which type of a pri do we say that the ikra of the pri is the juice? So the juice that comes out of the fruit is still considered like the fruit. Elo zeisam yanovim. Only olives and grapes that we had before. Why bulvat? V'hainu kamab ravashi. And the small we said before is because the ikar of the olive is to get the juice out of it, to get the shemen out of it. And the ikar of the grape is to get the wine out of the grape. So here we say the wine and the oil is considered the pre, like the pre. Mashenkin, all of the fruits, the ikar of the fruit is to eat the apple the way it is. Eat the orange the way it is. When you squeeze it and get the juice, that's not the capri. You didn't plant it for that, and therefore it's called zeya b'yalma. It's a new svara. It's called like sweat. It doesn't have a shem pri anymore. So we paskin like of Yeshua. That holds your potter for truma is the pshat that the water coming out of the pri is not called like the pri. Therefore, for Hilkos brachis, what bracha do you make? A shakel near the varay. It's not called the pri anymore. You want to make a shakel. The same. That's a shaila about that. It's the same halacha. Amalei hu merabon and lerova. Trima mahu. What's the halacha about trima? Zoti Gemara. It means what bracha do you make on trima? So we'll see. So the morale have a adaita the rova my kamale. His rova didn't know what he's asking the shaila. He didn't know what you meant. What is trima? The nice trima means fruits or apple, anything that you squashed up. So Shavuot, if you squash up an apple, need a squashed apple, does it still retain its bracha bar creates? Or since it's squashed up, does it lose its bracha? That's the Shavuot. But first, Rava didn't know what you meant. What is treatment? So Rava didn't know what he asking. My komale. So tomorrow, Yosef Ravina kaimid Rava. So Ravina sat in front of Rava. Omale. So he told him, the shumshimi kamrit, are you asking Shavuot about shumshimi or sesame? Oy, the kurtimi. Trashi, it's karkum, saffron. Or kamrit, or the purtsni kamrit, or you're talking about type of grapes. Rashi ketishes anovim, chopping up grapes. His law says the tera chatsani mayim lasus temit. You want to make also vinegar? You take the shells and pits of the grapes and you add water to it. So he asked that over these things. Are you asking me about grapes or about sesame or about saffron? So the Mora the Hochi, if he said these three things, Hochi, ask the Rava Ladaite. Now Rava woke up and understood what the Shaila was. Omalei chashulta vade komata. Yozicha asking me a shaila about chashulta. What's chashulta? So Rashi, Omalei Rava chashulta kamri. Mitoch divrei Ravina. So when Rava heard over Ravina say these three words, Haven Rava es hashaila. Omalei dava mo'uch shalti. He asked me something that's squashed. As you had a fruit, an apple or a pear, and you squashed it up. Now what bracha do you make on it? K'may be'ya chashulta, squashed eggs. The shechita schulim. That's what he asked him. What's the halacha? So the Gemara of Yadrachta Milsa and Rava remembered now. Hod yom Ravasi, what Ravasi said over. What Ravasi say over? Hai tamri shal truma. If you have tamarim, that was truma. And halacha of truma is your daf is supposed to eat it, and you can't stam be mafs to truma. You're not allowed to stam throw it away. It's a mitzvah to eat it. Zokte muta lasus mem truma. You're allowed to squash up the dates and eat it squashed up. So what do you see? Even though you squashed it up, it's still called a pre. You weren't mavatlet from truma. So if it's like hilchos brachos, you should also still make a more pre-ates. But if you also want to go make beer out of it, beer is not called a pre anymore. And more you make beer from dates. So if you take the dates and soak in water to make beer, that's not called a pre anymore. So that's also to do from truma. Because that's called you be mavatl the pre, it's not a pre anymore, you're making beer, that you're not allowed to do. But just to take the dates and squash it down, that you are allowed to do. So you see, squash dates is still considered a date, therefore the bracha would be a bar priates. So the bar of Hilkasa, tamri, if you have dates, if you have dinu treatment, you squashed it up, the barachino lay bar priates. My timer, the Messiah kamikidimi cover. It's still called a pre. Since it's still nicker, it's still getel, this is just a squashed up, a date, therefore you still make a bar priates. Trashi, mutlatas mem trima, sheinu masida. Now, lalocha, it's a machlokes rishonim exactly how much trima is. Some rishonim trima just means squashed up a little bit, but Ravadi could still tell it came from a date. It's still nicker the date is there. That's why you make a bar priates. Mashenkin, you put it into the blender, or they say by applesauce, where you blend it up, that your mamish can't tell it came from apples anymore, then you only make a shakoni of the burin. Okay, that's not our sugya. And some Rishonim learn no. I was still talking about even if you squashed it up so much that you can't even tell it came from that fruit, still you make a bar of priates. So the Maisa Locha, usually it's either one of two brachas you make, you are Yotzen, but your more mashmi should make a shakl in such a case. In a case where like applesauce, that there's no pieces of apples there, you can't tell that this came from an apple, then you make a shakl in Yivdvarim. As I was still only talking about where you squashed it up, but there are pieces in it. So you can still tell this was a squash date. Then it still retains its halacha of a bar priates. But where it squashed us so much that you can't tell it, then you only make a shakl. So the more shtisa. Shtisa that Rashi, Michael, new type of a food, ha'osu mikemach klois, from roasted wheat, shenesiyavshu batana, boit shashibolom lechim, and you put it into water. As you added water and this wheat. It's a type of a drink. Is shtisa rava mashakul yibdvora. Since you're drinking it now, you only have to make a shakul. Shmu lama boru mini mizaynis. No, since it's cooked wheat, you make a boru mini mizaynis. You have to make a boru mini mizaynis. So the more rav chizda v'le pligas no machlekes. Ha bi ova. If it's still thick, that's not drinkable. Then avad it still retains a loch of a boru mini mizaynis. Ha barak, it's very soft and it's drinkable. Then you make a shakul. Trash ova. Right. So the more, what's the hezbo? Over, if it's thick, then lachila avdi, it's meant to eat. And if you're eating, the yiki eating here is wheat, you make a burning mezainis, it's cooked wheat. Raka, if it's very soft, then the refuah ka avdi lo. It's meant for refuah. Now the mice refuah is really lavdavki, the yiki is only meant to drink. And about, you're only drinking it when you drink. Even though it's from the chamesh saminim, you always only make a shakel. That's why if you have beer made from wheat, on schnapps that's made from wheat, even though the ikar is the wheat, we always make a shakel. Because if it's in a drinkable form right now, you make a shakel. Even though filchas chametz moshlitz and isa deraisa to drink a schnapps that comes from wheat on Pesach. Because since it comes out of wheat, it has a lot of wheat on it. So it's chametz. But I call upon filchas brachis, if it's drinkable, we always make a shakel. Mar says, if it's drinkable, then that's called the refuah kavdila. Mar moser rab yesef. Vishovin al hilchas shabbos, sheberson es ashtus, you let a mix up this type of wheat and water together b'shabbos b'shoysen, and you're allowed to drink it. So the question is about if it's refu. You're not allowed to take refu on Shabbos. And adin zaytim ha-mitzri, you're also allowed to drink the special type of olives, the drink that comes from Mitzrayim. But the more of these, if you say now that you shoyse and you drink it when it's liquidy, it ikur is meant for refuah. Avzoy refuah b'Shabbos mishori is a mutra take this type of refuah on Shabbos. Is that akasha? Even though it's for food, still it's mutter. The cloud is like this. We are tanan. Kala oichlim. Even though you take something for a food, but if it's an oichel that briyim, a healthy person, takes it or drinks it, it's mutter to do on Shabbos. If somebody has a terrible sore throat and he wants to take a hot tea to heal it, it's mutter on Shabbos. Even though your kavana is for food, but since healthy people also drink tea, it's mutter. Tanan. Call the oichlim. Oichelot refuah b'Shabbos. Any oichel that a normal healthy person eats it also, you're allowed to take it now, even though your whole kavanah is for refuah. We call our mashkin shoyse. All type of mashkin. So, mel, it's not shver. That's why it's mutter the shtisa. Since some healthy people also drink it, so therefore, even though you're taking it for refuah, it's mutter on Shabbos. Elamayis l'chlameima gavra l'achilu kamachaven. That what people take it, eat it. It's an edible food, and therefore it's mutter taken on Shabbos. Lishnachrina, elamayis lachlameima, gavra lachilu kamechavim. The person when he takes it now is called he's eating it. Or refuah meiluk heavy, and the refuah comes also at this far. If you take a hot tea on Shabbos, you're drinking tea. You get a refuah also, but since tea is a normal drink that normal people drink it, it's not called you're taking medicine. It's called you're taking an oichel, and the refuah meiluk comes. That's mutter. When you eat the shtisa, it is a food, a drink that healthy people also drink. So it's mutter to take on Shabbos. The refuah meila kahavi. The refuah comes by itself. So the Gemara tzricha derav. We need Rav's chiddush here that even though it's for refuah, still you make a bracha on it. Di mayahai if on the hilchah Shabbos have a mina lachilu kamechavin or refuah meila kahavi. I would say hilchah Shabbos. You're allowed to take such a medicine, because since healthy people eat this food, it's considered you're eating food, and the refuah comes by itself. Aval hocha b'ashen kein by hilchos brachis, kivon l'chilu refuah kamechavin. Now that you have this sore throat, and your whole kavana taken the shtisa is only for refuah, you're not interested in eating it right now. You're only interested in getting refuah for it, so true hilchos Shabbos is mutter to take it. But what about a bracha? I would think lema bracha leklal. I would think maybe you don't have to make a bracha at all, because since you're not taking it for the purpose of an achila, you're only taking it for the purpose of refuah. Maybe that's not called an achila. It's kamash mlon the chiddush here kivon disleya non minei boy bruchi like we had before. Even though you're taking medicine, but since you have a nor from it, you're mechuyev to make a bracha. So this food, since it's an edible food and you have a nor from it, even though your whole kavon is only for refuah, still you have to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? That's only if it's a thick thing that you eat it, you make a baroni mezonis here. If it's a drink, then you only make a shakel. That's negate. Let's see the bottom of this last taisvis, halfway down. So he says, the chiva the masani minei boy bruchi. So taisvis, when we call mokum la yivorech el a shakel, you only make a shakel on this drink. Kivan shein osi lesoi, when you're drinking, it's not made to fill you up. Kiyim lishter, it's only made to drink. Any type of a drink, even if it has malt in there, it has type of wheat in there, it's not meant to fill you up. You're only drinking it. Like beer. Still you make a shakel. Because a beer, you're drinking it now, you make a shakel near the vore. So in beer and schnapps, even though the eek ingredient is the wheat, still you only make a shakel. That's what we passed it. Right. That's a nusach habrocha. In the Mishnah, you make hamoitzi with the hay. Tell the rabbonim, ma'oime. What's the real brocha by in pas? Hamoitzi lechem minoritz. That's the brocha. We have that's not the Tanakama. We have nechem yoime. No, you say moitzi lechem minoritz, not hamoitzi, no moitzi. What's the shailam? Amar Rava. The moitzi. If you'd only say moitzi, kula yalma lepligi that you would be yoitz. That's a good brocha. The apik mashma. It's mashma that Hashem already took it out. And that's the bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem, that Hashem already took out the wheat from the ground that we're making it. The Chziv, Kel Moitzi Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. She see, Moitzi means He already took us out. So then if you would make a Moitzi, that would zikha be good. Keep Ligi, what's the Chiddush of the Tanakh Hamo? It's Bahamoitzi. The Shailu is, can you also make a bracha of Hamoitzi Lechem? Rabbonin Savri Hamoitzi the Yafik Mashma. Even Hamoitzi also doesn't mean Hashem is going to take it out, but Hamoitzi also means that Hashem already took it out. So you could say, Hamoitzi lechem, Hashem already took this lechem, this chitim out of the ground. Dechsiv, it says, Hamoitzi lechem, mayim, mitzurach lomish. Because Baruch Hu took out the water, mitzurach lomish, that the water was already taken out. So you see, Hamoitzi also means taken out already. Reb Nechen Yisava, no. Hamoitzi dematik mashma. Hamoitzi means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take out. Shenema, the pasuk says, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe that Hamoitzi yeschem mitachas silas mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu told this to Moshe when he was still in Mitzrayim by Paro. He said, Lord, I'm going to take Klai Yisrael out. Hamoitzi, see, Hamoitzi means I will take out. So that's the Nechen Yisdin, that Hamoitzi, if you make Hamoitzi lechem in earth, you're not Yetzir the Baruch Hu. Because Hamoitzi means Hashem will take out. That's not a shvach on bread Yahweh, that Hashem already, He made the wheat already. Well, Rabbanim, what did Rabbanim do in Allah we hold? Ha'u ha'chi ka malu, kutri brichu Yisrael. But Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Lashon of Hamoitzi yeschem, He told Klai Yisrael like this. Kad mafikna luchu, you should know, when I do take you out of Mitzrayim, when the all the nisim, avidna luchu milsal, make tremendous nisim, by tzias Mitzrayim, ki hecha di adisu, di anohu, di afiktus yuchoy Mitzrayim. That you should know that I was the one that took you out of Mitzrayim. There'll be so many nisim, everyone will be marked and say, zek heli ben veil. Dechsev yedatim, everybody will know, ki ani Hashem lakechem, ha-moitzi, etzkem etzach Mitzrayim. That I was the one who took you out. That's what Hashem meant. Right. Hashem was just saying that when I will take you out, I'll make such nisim that you will know that I was the one that already took you out. Even though Hashem is saying this before he took us out, he passed the lashon of Hamoitzi. So that's the shayla of machlokes Rav Nachman and the Rabbonin. Could you be yaitzi with Hamoitzi or dafki have to say moitzi lechem? So tomorrow, Maitzi mishtabchim le Rabbonin Rav Zeira. The Rabbonin told Rav Zeira, but Meshabeach Rav Zeira about a grace at tzaddik, as Rav Bar Rav Zvi. Achvod Reb Shimon, he was the brother of Reb Shimon, by Reb Zvid, the Yodim Godlu. Oboki Bebrochus, they told Reb Zeru, this grace of Talmud Chochem, Rabbi Bar Zvid is a grace of Talmud Chochem, and Uchas Brochus. Omal Hev, so Reb Zvid, Reb Zeru told him, Abizoi, Lekashiyabul Yodchem, when he comes to visit you, Heviyul Yodhi, bring it to me, let me see how great he is, I'll learn Lachas from him. Let me tell you, Mabchina. Zimnin Chode came once, Ikla Lagade, that they brought Rabbi Bar Zvid, to Reb Zeru, Afiko Lerifta, he gave out bread. He wanted to see what broch he's going to make on the bread. He gave him the bread to eat. Postach v'yama moitzi, he made moitzi lechem in earth. Not ha moitzi, he said moitzi. That's all he said. Omar, so Zerah said, Zel shayim olav dadam godlu. That's what you say, he's a grace of mensch. Oboki bebrochisu. Vishlein miyama ha moitzi, if he would have said ha moitzi, ashminan taimo, vashminan dehilchos akarabonim. We would hear atam. The Rashi wa Tirusha the crow to my shafrut of the Lama.